आपूर्यमाणम् अचल प्रतिष्ठम् समुद्रम् आपः प्रविशन्ति यद्वत् तद्वत् कामायम् प्रविशन्ति सर्वे स शान्तिम् आप्नोति अकामकामी. यू अटेन टू सच अ साइलेंस ऑफ द बीइंग दैट इवन विद व्हेन डिजायर्स बिगिन टू फ्लो ऑल अराउंड यू इवन व्हेन दे फ्लो इनटू यू दे बिकम कंप्लीटली क्वाइट. The mad elephant, drunk with wine, released against Buddha. Silence of Buddha is so great that as the elephant rushes into him, the elephant becomes quiet and falls at the feet of Buddha. Such is the power of the silent self. Just as hundreds of rivers come into the ocean, and the ocean which is full, it always remains full. Whether 5 rivers meet, or 10 rivers meet, or 1,000 rivers meet, the ocean is so full, it remains always full. Similarly, the self is so full. Desires can come to you only when you are not full. When you want something, when you are incomplete. But when you are really complete, you don't desire anything at all, even if 10,000 desires are presented to you, and they try to enter into you, those kamas themselves become quiet as soon as they enter into you. Such is the capacity of a Siddha Pragya. Now comes the conclusion. Vihaya kaman yaha sarvan puman charati nistraha nirmamaha nirahamkaraha saha shantim adigacchati. Vihaya kaman, all desires are to be thrown out. And when a person becomes nispraha, he becomes completely detached, nispraha. There is no identification. Nirmamaha. Because no identification, is nothing mine and thine. Nirmamaha. No identification. Nirahankaraha. Therefore there is no egoism. Saha shantim adigacchati. He enters into complete but therefore not inactive. Esha Brahmi Sthitihi. Sri Krishna returns again to action. Esha Brahmi Sthitihi Partha. Na enam prapya vimuhiyati. Sthitva asyam antakale api. Brahma nirvanam mrityati. Such is the condition in which you should be established. Day and night. Even antakale api, even at the end. Therefore, in all your activities, you should remain in this sthiti. In all your activities. Then, even at the end, as here, you enter into Brahman. What is Brahman Nirvana will come in the 6th chapter again. When we shall come to the 6th chapter, there is a further elucidation of Brahman Nirvana. But as far as this chapter is concerned, you have now a complete exposition of Buddhi Yoga applied to action, so that even when you are active, you become free in action. So this is the 2nd chapter, and I think it is, we have taken a lot of time on this, but this was a very important chapter, and the 2nd chapter is in a sense contains almost everything that is in all the 18 chapters.
So at the end, Bhagavan says that when you ask him, asit kim rajit kim, sita pragna se ka bhasha. So this is the reply, he is in the samadhi.
All the time in samadhi.
All these,
in spite of everything, he is in samadhi.
Samadhi.
And the enjoyment of all the fine arts also being included in the rasa of the senses.
Yes, but as I gave the example of a film director, you can't be a good film director unless you have mastery over a rehearsal.
He can appreciate, but he's not indulging.
That's right. He is master of all rehearsals. And yet he's not effective. If you can become a real good film director and yet you are in samadhi, it's one of the best tests whether you are samadhista or not.
But the mastery is essential to...
Mastery is essential, Madam. To attain to the sthiti of Brahmi, Brahmi sthiti, it is not by running away from objects of senses. The whole world is for bunjithaha, but tena vyaktena. Tena vyaktena bunjithaha. Enjoy the whole world. Everything here is an object of enjoyment. But enjoyment of what? Of yourself. Of oneself, of the divine.